You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day and going into the Easter weekend. Of course, this would be the last day of market movements on the local front. The next time we'll be seeing market movements next week would be next week Tuesday, as Monday is also a trading holiday in South Africa. Joined on the line by Senior Market Analyst at XNS, Terence Hove, to take a look at today's market movements and potentially how we close out the week. Terence, good evening. Lovely to have you on the show as always. A calmer day on the markets across the board, markets seemingly having somewhat of a stable time going into the weekend.
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy, and great catching up just before Easter. Yeah, I think the set of the markets is primarily being driven from, of course, as we know, the key thing that's driving the markets being tariffs. We've seen, you know, the Rand react much harder to that. But considering the highs that it's reached around these tariff wars that have been going on, I think going into this long weekend, it's pared back, you know, those losses that we've seen it weakening, because there is still a lot of uncertainty out there in the market. And of course, I think the market is also settling with the fact that the government of national unity is no way under threat of not being united. Of course, there's disagreements around VAT, and there were fears around that. You know, if there was going to be any backtracking on the VAT increases, but I think we're seeing the market picking up a more balanced approach going into this long weekend, which is more favorable than it, you know, being toppish.
Terence, you touch on the fact that the market has kind of pulled back a little bit, and I'm looking at the Rand and the Rand against the dollar giving, or kind of recovering from those 19 Rand concerns. We're back below 19 Rand for the time being, and it's always nice to kind of go into the weekend. I mean, even at 18.79, very nice to go into the weekend below 19, below 25 Rand against the British pound as well. So obviously, the Rand holding its ground against all of the major currencies and showing a bit of strength ahead of that weekend.
Yes. I think, you know, as you say, you know, with the Rand coming back quite a bit, you know, from that above 19 and going into the weekend, I think now the question is, you hope that in the weekend there's not going to be any headlines that will shock the market, because again, it could open higher. It could jump, you know, in the open, because, you know, it is a long weekend for us locally as well. But, you know, I mean, Easter is generally international holiday. But again, we can't forget the fact that the Rand is quite a traded emerging market. So, yeah, I think that's something we should also be cautious for, you know, those tweets, for example.
I was going to come to that to say, going into the weekend, you'd think that we'd all be ready to take a bit of a break and appreciate that it's a bit of downtime for everybody. It's one of the few times where all global markets take a bit of a breather. But obviously, there is still so much uncertainty in the market, and you're still seeing that in something like the gold price, still sitting at $3,300 a fine ounce, all-time highs this week, and not showing any signs of coming back down just yet.
Yeah, definitely. And I think to your point as well, Jimmy, you know, that high price, you know, we're trading at all-time highs for gold. We're above 3,300. And that also gives you that, you know, market positioning that going into the long weekend, you know, much of the market is more in gold because of that uncertainty. There's still quite a lot of uncertainty, you know, so better go into the long weekend safer than otherwise, you know, exposed, you know, with risk that will be difficult to manage come when when the long weekend ends and markets resume trading again. So, and of course, you know, we've also seen our central bank as well coming out, you know, with the governor, Lesecha Kanyago, talking about, you know, how central banks globally are also, you know, quite now, you know, are cautious in their approach to risk. And so, yeah, 3,300, it is rather safe, being in safe haven assets going into the long weekend, because that uncertainty is still there, you know, and that tweet could come well into the weekend as well. But we are hoping that these tariffs, especially for our local economy, for the country, are not going to be implemented. We hope we'll get to that agreement and arrangement, because it will adversely affect the economy.
Terence, I see the oil price is ticking up towards that $70 a barrel level. Currently at $67.60. We were below $65 at some point, and back when the tensions were out, we were even below $60. We're back towards or closer to $70 than we'd like to be. Is this kind of a good holding point for the oil price? Where do you kind of see the price going, depending, of course, on all the other factors that are still out there globally?
Yeah, I think it remains true that China is one of the biggest consumers of oil. I mean, the economic data, when it comes out, really does have an impact on oil prices. And if we look at how these trade wars are going, because, again, it's an energy that is also traded, U.S. and China. So, again, it's starting to reflect that these tensions are also being felt in the energy market, in the possibility that, you know, there's going to be shifting demands and supplies included as well. So I think that, again, we would like it to be lower than 65, of course, but this is indicating that risk factor, as you mentioned, amongst everything else going on. So I think we're next to oil. If this persists, and again, you know, retaliation after retaliation, up until there is calm back in the market, I think it could keep ticking higher, and also keeping an eye on Chinese data, because that is also a driver of oil prices, because of their large demand.
Taryn, speaking of data, is that what you're going to be looking at going into next week? I mean, next week might also be considered somewhat of a shorter week, depending on which part of the world you're in. We know we've got that banking holiday on Monday that continues there as well. Is there going to be some major data points that you're looking out for next week that might be of concern?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think for me, I wasn't looking too much into next week, other than, you know, just wrapping up the week well, because I think there's been a lot of volatility to at least, you know, close off the books soundly. So I think, yeah, it's just letting the market close now, and then review everything, and then replace what that data in the coming weeks is going to be, because, again, April is how April ends is going to be fundamental to how this rest of the quarter might look like.
No, I can completely understand that perspective, not wanting to get ahead of the market. We've seen in recent times that front-running a market where a Truth Social seems to be the leading market indicator is something that is quite a dangerous thing to do. But we'll leave the conversation on that note. Terence, thanks as always for the contributions. We wish you a great Easter break. That was Terence Hove, who is the senior market analyst at XNest, joining us to take a look at market movements throughout the day, what's been driving some of the markets ahead of the Easter break, and potentially where the markets sit.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.